This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tradition continues on the DJV show. Doug Steffen presenting a good day, a fabulous day, with the talents of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm going to bring you the outrage of the day after Jennifer brings us up to date on what's the latest with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, this is pretty outrageous. We're talking about outrages of the day. Jeffrey Epstein has been known to New York, and maybe if you've been paying attention, across the country for quite some time. He's a billionaire who has long had this reputation for being not only a ladies' man.
How do you make his money?
I think he finances companies, doesn't he?
Does he? I don't know.
Yeah. So... Yeah. The thing with him is that he's always had this reputation for being a ladies' man, but a young ladies' man, like young kids, and he has a lot of famous friends. Federal prosecutors have now resurrected a federal sex crimes case against Jeffrey Epstein by focusing on accusations that he sexually assaulted girls at his mansion in Manhattan more than a decade after a very widely criticized plea deal shielded him from similar charges in the state of Florida. Prosecutors are expected to unseal the charges on Monday, accusing Epstein of running a sex trafficking operation that lured dozens of underage girls, some as young as 14, to his Upper East Side home. He was arrested on Saturday at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey after he arrived on a private flight from France. Two law enforcement officials said the sex trafficking charges carry a combined maximum sentence of 45 years in prison. And this new charges are revealing years-long cases against Mr. Epstein, who has faced these accusations many times in the past. Christine Pelosi is the Democratic National Committee official and a daughter, of course, of Nancy Pelosi, if that name sounds familiar to you. She warned on Saturday evening, she's a prosecutor, she's familiar with this case, she warned on Saturday evening that it's quite likely that, quote, some of our faves are implicated in this horrific sex trafficking case. In a tweet, she continued on, saying, "We must follow all the facts, let the chips fall where they may, whether on Republicans or on Democrats." She did the hashtag MeToo in that tweet that went out on Saturday evening. Now, the reason she said that is because this guy has had a lot of high-profile friendships with a lot of high-profile men, most notably Britain's Prince Andrew and former President Bill Clinton. Court documents that Fox News got a hold of back in 2016 showed that Bill Clinton took at least 26 trips flying aboard Epstein's private jet, which they called the Lolita Express. He even ditched his Secret Service detail on some of those excursions. Now, records also show that President Trump could have flown on the jet at least one time. He was asked about Jeffrey Epstein back in 2015, and Trump said, "Nice guy, a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion." Of course, he's referring to the island that Jeffrey Epstein was being investigated for back in 2015. The biographer...
Island?
Yeah, they call it...
Island.
He has a private island where Clinton took 26 trips to. That's why everybody's really curious as to see what exactly is going to be unsealed. The biographer for Trump said over the weekend that Trump had called him a terrific guy, said he's lots of fun to be with. He said, quote, "It's even... said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do. Many of them are on the younger side." So... who knows who's going to be pulled into this? But clearly, there are a lot of problems. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are feeling a little afraid this morning because those documents will be unsealed.
Mm-hmm.
What did Trump say that he likes some beautiful women as much as I do?
Many of them are on the younger side. Yeah.
Younger side. There you go. That'll haunt him. Speaking of things that we do that haunt us or them, not us. Kevin Spacey, the person, you remember the whole business about the lawsuit in Nantucket? Guy accused him of unwanted physical contact. Well, the person who accused him of that has dropped the lawsuit. This has been all over the local papers here in Massachusetts. According to the man's attorney, his client has withdrawn the lawsuit in Nantucket Superior Court. The accuser was 18 at the time, busboy working at a bar in Nantucket, called a club car, alleged that Spacey sexually assaulted him. The attorney announced the dismissal in an email to news media. The withdrawal filed did not reveal if any kind of settlement had been reached. I'm guessing the answer to that is no, because they didn't have the goods on him to begin with. The lawsuit was dropped with prejudice. That means it can't be refiled. Spacey still has to contend with other charges here and there. But at any rate, the accuser's mother was a news anchor here in Boston for about 5 minutes. And so she's
the one behind all this.
Yeah.
I think that she thought that this was going to be a high-profile way for her to maybe reboot her career.
Yep. You got
it. And she threw her son to the wolves. And now they can't even find the cell phone. He's supposed to be in court today. And the judge said that he threatened to make him testify as to where his cell phone went. Because now his cell phone, they confirmed that the mother deleted text messages from the cell phone about the night in question. And now the phone is missing. So it's kind of like, what kind of
she's
evidence
always
do you really
been
have then?
A wannabe. She's a wannabe, and that's she was a lousy anchor. She didn't have anything really going for her. And as I said, literally, she was an anchor for about 5 minutes, and that's it. So she's been trying to ingratiate herself back into the social circles and all that other nonsense that comes with fake importance. Is that a direct way? Is that direct enough?
Yes. Yeah. It makes sense, yep.
She's a BSing wannabe. So, yeah, adios to that. Here's the story of a rapper named Tiny Jag. I did not know anything about her. Anybody know beside me so that I have a little more credibility?
I am not a rap fan,
no.
So I have
Jag.
Zero knowledge.
Okay.
Just Kara. Kara's our only hope. Maybe Kara knows.
Sorry, can't help you out there.
All right, so she's pulled out of a music festival this week. She learned that white concertgoers would be charged more than black concertgoers. Her real name is Jillian Graham. She said she found out about the Afrofuture Fest's pay model when a white friend reached out to her and sent her a screenshot on Instagram of the pay difference. Early bird people of color price was $10. Early bird non-people of
why would
color
they advertise
price
that?
20. I
mean,
don't know.
Why was something
that
was
so dumb?
Jeez.
That is really dumb.
White bird, the early bird price for non-POC is $20. If you're black, people of color, you get $10. Right.
It must not be that big of a festival if it's only $10 anyway.
$10,
I guess she's biracial, and she was a little offended because her parents are black and white. This is
so one goes for $10 and the other one goes for $20.
Who's their marketing person?
I
thought it would be a good idea to post this on Instagram. Oh my god!
So Megan Rapinoe, how do you pronounce her name?
Rapinoe.
I saw some pictures of her kissing her girlfriend, Sue Bird. It really is quite the story. Her whole story, not just the soccer, but her whole story, I think, is worth time. Maybe a good movie. Don't you think that's a good movie? Be a good movie?
Yeah, I haven't read the story, but it's actually...
I don't know her story.
So after she got all her trophies yesterday, she said, "Happy birthday, Brian." And Brian is her brother. And I haven't read this article yet, but I've saved it because I want to. I guess she has an older brother who went on a very different path than her. He was caught buying meth when he was 15, and he spent most of his life in jail. And so he was trying to get clean and sober and out of jail before the World Cup, and he wasn't able to, I don't think. And so I think he's watched all of her games from inside a jail cell. And so it's just kind of, apparently there was a really good article that came out earlier this year that talks about their whole relationship and, you know, how she's gotten to where she is. Because obviously that would have a really big impact on your life. So it's kind of interesting how two siblings can take two very, very different paths.
Very, isn't it?
One of the best athletes in the world at this moment, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. That's a great observation, Kara. Kara, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug on the DJV program, 16 after the hour. Those of you who had great time, great resting, you had lots of naps on your vacation last week. Maybe you're having 2 weeks of vacation. You're on vacation this week. So some of you actually bring your pillows with you. Ladies, when you take a trip, do you take your pillows with you on the trip? You're on vacation?
Not usually, but I know a lot of people who do.
Some people do, I know, yeah. So if you have a MyPillow, you're more likely than not take your pillow with you on vacation. Help yourself, or maybe you can buy a couple of extras and just have them there. All kinds of, you take the pillow in the car. I used to love to do that when I was a kid. Actually, not just a kid. I've taken trips with my children where they would drive and I'd sleep in the back seat. And I always bring my own pillow. There's something about sleeping on a trip in the back seat of a car. I don't know if you've, am I silly? Is that romantic? It's cool. It's comfortable.
The back seat of a car?
The back seat of a car with your own pillow.
Like sleeping in the back seat of a car?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I haven't done that since I was a little kid.
I know, well.
If I did it now, people would say I was homeless. So I don't tend to want to do that.
Well, I take a trip sometimes when I go to auctions and stuff in the truck. I bring my pillow with me and I just spread out in the back seat of the truck and take a nap. I don't know, maybe it's just me. But I think it's kind of fun. If I'm the only one doing it, okay. But if I'm not, and I'm thinking maybe I may not be the only one who's doing it, make sure when you are traveling, you take your MyPillow with you. You know you can wash it and dry it, so you take it into the lodge, and maybe you drop it on the floor or something. You want to wash it, clean it up, so you can do that quickly. It's very durable. It's a fabulous American product. Everything that they have at MyPillow in the catalog at MyPillow.com, all made in America, right here. A 10-year warranty on everything, 60-day money-back guarantee on everything. That is, you can try it for 2 months. You don't like it, you got nothing to lose. You send it back. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the favorite right now, the two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows, $69.98. Lowest price ever offered. This thing is selling like hotcakes, so that's why they keep the promotion going. Why not? They also have a special on some overstock, so check all the things out. They have it, the pillow, the MyPillow.com website changes with offerings all the time. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to get the best discounts when you're shopping for things that'll help you get a good night's rest at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jackson on the radio these days. The politically correct gang. After the HBO Leaving Neverland documentary detailing allegations of child abuse from these two guys, all of these have been denied by the Jackson family. Fans of Jackson filing a defamation lawsuit against the two victims in the documentary. That's kind of interesting. Various Michael Jackson fan groups filing defamation suits against both these guys, James Safechuck and Wade Robson, but it's in a French court. Under French law, defamation laws extend beyond death, unlike America. So are they going to get any traction here? This is an interesting
reality,
huh?
Maybe.
Groups are seeking symbolic damages of €1 from each man on the grounds they are sullying Jackson's image. The group's lawyer said, quote, in France, can't sully the image of the dead. There's moral and emotional suffering, and when there's suffering, there's compensation. It's very simple. The lawyer also compared the accuser's allegations to a genuine lynching. Meanwhile, Janet, the sister, appeared at Glastonbury last weekend, said the legacy of her brother will continue despite recent accusations of abuse made against him. She was interviewed by the Sunday Times. She said, quote, I love it when I see kids emulating him, when adults still listen to his music. It just lets you know the impact of my family and the impact it's had on the world of music. I hope I'm not sounding arrogant. It's really all God's doing, and I'm just thankful for that.
I have such mixed feelings about this.
Yeah, just because, so many people do.
I don't know. When you're a fan of someone, you're always going to support them. And none of these fans, I don't think, have any inside information on what actually happened. And so, obviously, you know, if my favorite artist was accused of something, I would be upset by it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that he didn't do it. I don't think any of us really know, and it just doesn't seem like the fans' place to happen.
I'm actually glad I didn't watch Leaving Neverland because I have a lot of friends who saw it, and they said it was so disturbing, and it just
it
kind
was.
Of...
It I was watched very, enough of it for it to bother
yeah,
me.
I'm glad I didn't see it. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a massive Michael Jackson fan anyway. I mean, I appreciate and respect him, but his music,
I like
his
the
talents,
Jackson 5. I didn't care much for his stuff as he got older, but I like the Jackson 5 stuff. It's kind
of... But there are a lot of people who are very conflicted right now, like Kara. Yeah. A lot of fans are conflicted.
Yep. All right, let's move on to Don Was, leading the Detroit Review, celebrating Motown. He has been a performer, but he's also produced a lot of music for Bob Dylan, Mavis Staples, The Stones, Ringo. He's president of the Blue Note Jazz label, preparing for his next big gig. The 12th Don Was Detroit All-Star Review concert is set for next week at the Detroit Institute of Arts. It was aimed at celebrating Motown, which, of course, was founded in Detroit 60 years ago by Berry Gordy. The review includes classic artists like Martha Reeves, Carolyn Crawford, and the Velvettes, hoping to capture some of that. You know, we were talking about this last week. Martha Reeves got $125 a week. She was the secretary, and because she had a voice, Berry Gordy put her in a studio, and she had all kinds of hits, and he still paid her $125 a week.
And what so, a guy.
Jesus. What a bastard. All these guys, everybody pats him on the back, and Diana Ross sits next to him, fawning over him. Yeah, he is not a great human being. Great music comes from his mind. But other than that, yep, you can kiss his butt. Anyway, Woz says he likes the unified musical theme running through the review this year, the way musicians are approaching and interpreting the classics. So that's coming up on the 13th, which is Saturday, 28 after the hour now on the DJB show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democrat may be joining the very crowded race for the party's presidential nomination. California environmentalist and hedge fund billionaire Tom Steyer has said in the past that he will not be running in 2020, but reports are that may be changing. As sources tell Politico, Steyer plans to officially launch a White House run, perhaps as early as tomorrow. A Georgia deputy is dead and a suspect is hospitalized and other suspects still on the run after a Sunday night incident when a stolen vehicle led to a gunfight. Derek Booth is a spokesman for the Hall County Sheriff's Office.
The agency as a whole is taking it hard, as any law enforcement agency does when it loses an officer or deputy, and processing through that, but no closure now with suspects still on the loose.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's get right back to it, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. This is the ever-loving and the famous and infamous DJV program with infamous Victoria Keelan. Yeah, listen, see? You
I'm
can tell
right
there's evil there. That laugh.
Hey,
it's
not evil.
No?
Infamy is not evil.
That's also true. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. It seems I was just enjoying the fruits of summertime. The grapes, there's just something about fresh grapes that are cold and crisp that are great. The strawberries that are fresh now, all the fresh fruits that are yummy. And then there's always going to be somebody like Victoria going to say, look, there's salmonella. Look, they're dirty. Look, you're going to get sick. Well, yeah. That seems to be that seems to be the serious side of dealing with things, even like dog treats. What the heck is going on?
That's true. It is a salmonella story. You are correct, sir.
I am.
Pig ear dog treats are linked to at least 45 cases of salmonella infection in people. Now, this is according to the FDA and the CDC. They got together on this announcement. 12 people have already been hospitalized. So if you are giving your dog they're not even raw. They look like raw hide. They look like they've been like they're dried pig ears, but apparently they're still, if you give it to your dog, it's one thing. But unfortunately, people don't realize that you have to wash your hands thoroughly. You need to treat these dog treats as if you were handling raw meat, because essentially you're handling the same bacteria. And then people, will go about their kitchen, they'll touch other things, and you're just cross-contaminating everything. Now, this link is actually in 13 different states. They, as part of this investigation, they gathered pig ear treat samples from bulk bins in stores across the country. And so, you know, when you're in any pet store, they have the big open bins of different dog treats.
Yeah.
So,
dogs stick their nose in there to grab some of it themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. And so 34 out of 38 people reported contact with a dog before getting sick. Now, this is according to the CDC. 17 out of 24 people reported contact with these pig ear dog treats or with dogs who had been fed the treats. So basically, it's okay for the dogs, but it's really dangerous if you are if you're the human. So they say always wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water immediately after handling any raw pet food, including these pig ear treats. Don't let your pet lick your face or your mouth after they eat this. That's another thing that we don't think about. Always, again, wash your hands thoroughly if you're touching any unpackaged pet treats like the ones in these bulk bins. Children younger than 5 years old should not touch or eat any of the pet food or treats, but just keep your kids away from your dog if you are going to be giving your dog these pig ears.
Daisy's always kissing me. Daisy.
Well, and it's something you don't think about. You know, and how many times you touch your face.
I don't
face
want to think about where she sticks her nose.
Right. Yeah.
You know, along with this, because it's summertime, so many people are going to the old water hole. The sad reality is there's a lot of crap in some of the water that's around. A lot of pediatricians are talking about children who are getting swimming lessons in some of the ponds and lakes that are around. Whether it's because of our actions, our irresponsibility, just seemingly ruining it for kids. Everybody's got to be on guard for everything. Don't touch your dog. Don't touch the treats. Don't touch the groceries. Don't touch the food in the store. Don't put your head in the water. Just everything is got some kind of danger.
Yeah, but it is true. It's not just parents being alarmists. If you look at Mississippi, all 21 of the Mississippi state beaches along the Gulf Coast are closed right now because of toxic algae.
Yeah.
And people are getting rashes and throwing up, and they have it's horrible. And that's our environment. We're just not properly taking care of our environment.
So if you look at the pictures of that, this is really kind of a gooey thing. The algae, you can see the green in the water along the Mississippi coastline. There's pictures of it, the green. And so what happens to you if you stick your leg, the clothes, so you can't go in? But what happens if you are in or you go to the beach and you get exposed to this stuff? What happens to your body?
Well, they say rashes, stomach cramps, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting. And then there's also flesh-eating bacteria that's thriving in these types of waters. And so that is, to me, I don't think it's like modern-day leprosy. I don't think there's anything worse than when you hear of cases, if you get the flesh-eating bacteria, if you've got an open wound or if you cut yourself or anything, even a mosquito bite, the bacteria can go through into your bloodstream. And that is game over for whatever limb got attacked by it. It's just
not very
horrible.
Not pleasant stuff. All right, let's talk about the, speaking of non very pleasant things, these offensive tweets and posts from the Border Patrol. A lot of them, we talked about what happened last week, that is what was being seen, and now the Border Patrol is disciplining taking away some of the people that were running the Border Patrol, are being put on administrative duty. because of this sort of thing. Kevin, is it McKeelan? Is that how you pronounce his name? McLean?
I don't know.
Is the guy who runs Homeland Security. Defended conditions at the Border Patrol's migrant detention center, saying there is adequate food and water. That's one thing. He had to deal with two things. That problem, and then all of the stuff that the Border Patrol agents, you know, this, what was it? How would you best describe what we found out last week about
group.
That inside group? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group. It has 9,500 Border Patrol, current and retired Border Patrol members, are members of this Facebook group. And someone leaked it out, I guess, and started, and somehow it got out to one of the newspapers. And there are just really vile comments that are being made about our female politicians and just people in general for who are Hispanic. It's just really vile. And it turns out over the weekend I saw an article that Border Patrol knew about this Facebook group a year ago and did nothing. Now they're starting to investigate because it went public. So now the dirty secret's out, and now they have to save face, and now they have to say, oh, well, we're going to be investigating, and we're going to be laying people off or putting them on administrative leave or whatever they call it. But yeah, they've known all along about this. So
not a pretty picture.
No.
Not at all. Who watches Stranger Things?
Ooh, Kara, I do.
Really?
Kara does too, I think, right?
Yeah.
So there are, I'm looking at some spoilers I probably shouldn't talk about.
I haven't watched it yet.
Spoilers. We're only one episode in, so don't spoil anything.
Yeah, just move on. Get away from this topic.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
All right. How about three? I just want to acknowledge the Women's Cup again. How about just a big hoorah for them beating the Netherlands 2-0, right? I mean, it's
they were really so impressive.
Fabulous.
Oh, what an amazing group of women.
You got to look out for the danger of, you know, kids with soccer. And here I am. Look, listen to me. But everything is, you got to look out for kids for everything. But soccer, get hit in the head by a ball 40 miles an hour, not a good thing.
Yeah, that is the one thing I was surprised by, is you hear all of these concussion things, and then watching the World Cup, they take so many headers all the time, and, you know, a couple people. Well, I think the bigger issue is not even hitting the ball with your head. It's that multiple people go up to hit the ball at the same time, and I saw multiple
times that
heads collide, and then they fall, you know, 6 feet to the ground, and that's what looks really painful.
Yeah.
You know, I've been inspired after watching the Women's World Cup, and here I am saying that I want women to be paid equally. So I am now looking up the Washington Spirit, and they have a game in 2 weekends that I'm going to go see. And Rose Lavelle, who is one of the best players on the World Cup team, plays for the Washington Spirit. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be really exciting.
Good for you.
Do we know what time the ticker tape parade in New York on Wednesday is?
Wednesday. It's just Wednesday.
I wonder when, because I'm thinking maybe I would venture in for that. Well, that would be great.
Most of that stuff is midday, usually, anyway. California earthquakes over the weekend. What do you have to say about a bunch of, what do we call it? Shake, rattle, and roll. There's a picture of some news anchors. You probably, maybe you saw, maybe you didn't. Looking up in the, they're in the studio, and the studio's shaking. You can see the camera shaking. KCAL 9 News. And they're looking up at the ceiling. Hey, Fred, what's happening? And they look scared. They were going to jump under the desk. And you hear them talking about it in the audio that goes with the video of the actual... KCAL is almost a 24-hour-a-day news station in Los Angeles.
And I'd want to go under the desk, too. You never know when rigging and lighting and everything in a studio might start falling
all
down.
Stuff's hanging on the ceiling, of course. Yeah. Hundreds of tremors continue to shake the region over the weekend. There's always the thought of the big one. When's the big one? We're going to get hit by the big one. It's unsettling. But people who are there just get used to it, and they don't pay much attention, frankly. Even though this was, 7.1, I think.
That's a big one on Friday.
Yep. Here's something that's big. Taking care of your teeth. I have my power swabs right here. Time for me to give myself another treatment of power swabs. You just break open the tube. You got the Q-tip inside. It's got all of the power swabs. This is all natural ingredients. Tastes good. You apply it to your teeth, your caps, crowns, veneers. The dogs like it. It's good for their teeth, too. You can hear them.
No, false. Right. Do not whiten your dog's teeth.
Right. You should brush your dog's teeth, though.
Yes.
You really should be brushing your dog's teeth. All right, so anyway, power swabs, you do it yourself, you save $500-$600. You know, some people go to the dentist uses the same stuff that you're using. Dr. Martin Ginninger, the dentist who came up with this, it's an all-natural way. It's the only all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Simple, bottom-line stuff. You don't want to put bad things into your mouth. We keep talking about all the things around that are bad. Well, this is good for you. And power swabs can be done from the privacy of your own home. No strips, no trays, just the all-natural product at the end of the Q-tip. I'm almost finished doing mine. So another, I get the whiteness. Every time I do teeth get T-shaped white.
Can you imagine people just tuning in right now and they hear someone who sounds like you've had a stroke talking?
No,
kids. Dick Clark's not alive again doing the countdown. Yeah. It's just Doug.
Doug's okay. Power swabs. Get them by calling 800-208. You two are so funny. 800-208-1797. Get all your kids and all your friends to listen to this program and hear me whiten my teeth on the air. That's a great sales spread, right? People want to hear that kind of stuff. 800-208-1797. You can say it, girls. It's okay. No, they don't. 800-208-1797. Seriously, this is the professional way to whiten your teeth, keep them bright. Every time you use it, two shades whiter. Use it every 5, 6, 7 days. Takes off the stains from all of the teeth. It doesn't eat away the enamel. It absorbs. It takes the stains out of the enamel. So it makes it so unique. Call now. Use the DJV code. Get it at half the retail price. Power swabs. 800-208-1797.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. Now available in stores everywhere, as this radio program is available everywhere. You like the program, can't get enough of the DJV show? Go to djvshow.com. Click on the word listen, and you can hear us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Isn't that good? Wake up, go to sleep. To Victoria. How about them apples? That's a good way to wake up and to go to sleep. It's 50 minutes after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertising. advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Him running up the steps right now, right? Isn't that what we're all doing?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you all think of when you hear that music, him going up the steps. All right, so music from Rocky gets us started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. So, Chuck, what do we have? Oh, it's Stallone's birthday today, isn't he? 73? How old is he? 74?
73. This weekend he turned 73 years old.
Yep. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the iconic part of his career, I think, certainly Rocky back in 1976. He's done 6 Rocky films, 2 Creed movies, so he played Rocky Balboa in 8 movies, which spans from 76 to 2018. That's pretty impressive in itself. And I'll have the 4th Rambo movie coming out in September, but I guess yesterday on his Twitter account, he said that the 4th of July fireworks got him excited, and he's ready for a new adventure, and posted a picture of his character from the Expendables movies, Barney Ross. So probably looking to do a 4th Expendables film, which... makes sense, considering the fact he said in a recent interview, despite the fact he's now 73 years old, he has no desire not to work, and he loves making movies, so this is just another franchise property that has viability, so why not?
Yeah. I was noticing a review, Julius Stiles is all over the place promoting a new movie that she's in, and one of the things she's talking about is when she became a household name with 10 Things I Hate About You back in 1999. She was in that with Heath Ledger. I remember her more from being in the Bourne. She was What, three of those? Wasn't she in three?
I think she was. And also she did a season of Dexter on Showtime. I actually liked her. She sort of disappeared.
Too. Yeah.
She sort of disappeared. And I haven't really seen her in terms of movies in the last 5 years. So, yeah, I liked her, though.
She's coming back because apparently she's had family and that sort of thing. And now is back on the scene doing some movies. It was and I'm trying to remember what the name of the movie is that I just had in my mind, and now I can't remember. It's something about being out on a yacht. I don't know. It's a story about.
Where is she promoting it? TV? I haven't understood anything.
Yeah, she was on TV. She was on a couple of the morning shows last week.
Okay.
She's one of those people that is around a lot. You're right. And then she kind of goes, but she was all over the place for a long time, and then she seemed to have matured with her appearance in the Bourne movies. And I remember Matt Damon saying one of the things he liked most about coming back to them was working with her. He seemed to appreciate
it. I mean, anybody working in the business wants to attach himself to a franchise property, so she probably got a good payday. And she's a talented actress, I think, pretty appealing. In terms of box office this weekend, Doug, no surprise, Spider-Man Far From Home, number one attraction at the nation's box office, doing $185 million in business since opening on Wednesday. That is a very solid number for Sony. Marvel, for this installment, Toy Story 4 placed second, $34 million over the three-day weekend, $306 million in 3 weeks, so that's performed very well. Danny Boyle's Yesterday, which features 15 Beatles songs, $10.7 million, $36 million in 2 weeks. Not bad for a film that was shot on a $26 million budget.
Are you going to see it?
I'm going to see it. We're booking it at our local theater this Friday, so I am looking forward to seeing that film. It's on like 2,600 screens, which is a pretty good release. And then Annabelle Comes Home, which is a horror film, $9.7 million, $50 million in 2 weeks. Yes, Doug, horror does actually do pretty well at the box office. Yeah, still. I know you stay away from that stuff, but...
So what's the big deal about this transgender person that's in Spider-Man? Why is there a big deal being made?
I don't know too much about it. I honestly don't. I don't know too much about it.
So I just don't get it.
I do have a question for Kara since she saw Spider-Man, though. Zendaya playing Mary Jane. What do you think of her as an actress? Do you like her?
Yeah, I like her a lot. I thought it's kind of a different Mary Jane than we saw portrayed in the original
Very
Spider-Man
different.
With Tobey Maguire. But I don't know, it seems a bit more realistic to a high schooler to me. I think that both her and Tom Holland look more like high schoolers than in the original movie, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. And I thought she was fun. I thought she had good chemistry with Tom Holland. I thought they did a good job of portraying what actual high schoolers would be like.
Yeah. So you liked the movie a lot, it seemed to me. I heard you and Victoria talking about it.
Well, I did. I mean, I think it's...
Not you,
it's
I'm talking about Kara.
Yes, I also liked it.
Kara also liked it. Go ahead, keep going.
Very good.
Yeah.
No, I liked it. I thought it was very enjoyable.
Yeah, okay. I'm still not impressed. I'm not going to go see it.
If you want my opinion, I'll come back tomorrow.
Captain Curmudgeon. No, it's okay. You can come back tomorrow anyway, Chuck. We're always happy to have you here on the DJB program, where our time is 59 after the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.